You're listening to E-Commerce Fast Lane, episode 71.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fast Lane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
This episode is brought to you by Karo, the number one Shopify app for influencer marketing. Karo is a Shopify app that discovers all the influencers who are your brand's customers, email subscribers, and fans. Now imagine an influencer with a million followers was to make a purchase from your Shopify store. Would you know about it? Karo makes sure that you do. And unlike other influencer platforms, Karo is built for trust and transparency. And they help you find influencers that are genuinely interested in your brand so that you're not scrolling through countless social accounts just to find the right partners. Let Karo do the heavy lifting and find influencers that are best for your brand. And Karo also helps you execute your influencer marketing every step of the way. They make communication and product distribution easy so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. And right now, Karo is free for all Shopify stores. So why not try it out and see who you find? Now, after you install the app, Karo will alert you whenever a new influencer engages with your brand so that you can communicate and continue to build your list of influencers over time. To get started, you can visit getkaro.com or you can search for Karo in the Shopify App Store. That's C-A-R-R-O and discover which influencers already love your brand. Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fast Lane podcast. Now, this is your first time listening. This is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. Now, new episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest on today's episode is Michael Vedini, who's the co-founder and CEO of Glue.io. And they're an incredible e-commerce analytics and business intelligence software solution that truly helps Shopify store owners like you save time and sell more. They deliver business intelligence and alerts and automation really to help you generate more revenue, cultivate loyal customers, and optimize product strategy. No, most importantly, just drive profitability for your brand. So exciting episode. I'm so glad I finally got him on today's episode. So please enjoy. So hi, Michael. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hello.
Number one, thank you for coming on the show. On a high level, for those that don't know what the Glue platform is, can you discuss what problem the platform aims to solve for Shopify store owners and brands?
It actually solves several problems all store owners and online merchants face all along their journey from a small to mid-sized business to the larger merchants. But if you really think about having the number one objective is to have all of the insights based on, you know, as close to real-time data that's driving the business at your fingertips so that you can make decisions about every aspect about the performance of your business. And the problem starts most of the time, the problem starts with having your data in many different places. That would be customer data, product data, inventory, order data. But it also involves your channels. It involves, you know, where you're advertising and a myriad. I mean, our average subscriber might have between 6 and 15 different integrations that they're bringing from different data sources. And we transform that data and put it into a data warehouse. And then we What's really the most unique thing about Glue.io is that we provision and calculate and provision all of those insights so they're ready at your fingertips. So if you think about the evolution of your traditional online merchant, they're faced with, you know, conceiving the company, building the company, hopefully growing successfully the company. And the idea of having all, like basically our goal was to build the best e-commerce analytics product and business intelligence platform on the planet, really, so that these companies and these owners, when everybody from a small e-commerce merchant all the way to a big brand with a new DTC strategy, direct-to-consumer strategy, that they be in a position to say, I can spend my time and my energy focused on all those things that drive, you know, the key elements of my business, not focused my time and my resources on actually trying to create that those types of insights.
Right. Yeah, that does make sense, though. And I know when I look at brands, I really do see there's quite a few sources of data that are literally, they're almost siloed in their own areas. And then they're having to create reports themselves and then starting analyzing these reports. I mean, they do it because that's just kind of the way it used to be,
that's
or the way it always has been. And it sounds like, you know, what Glue has done is they've now are able to connect a lot of these external sources, some of them being Shopify created, some are Google Analytics, some are these sales channels, marketplaces, everything's all coming in together. And then from there, what I've noticed, I have quite a few brands using Glue, is that there is some stock standardized reporting that really helps make the marketer's job easier because you have all of these sources and you just know what the proper KPIs are, what people need to make decisions.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So let's talk about, for the once again, those that don't know Glue.io, let's talk about maybe the co-founder's journey a bit. I understand you're a co-founder. Let's talk about leading up to the launch of Glue. Like, what do you believe uniquely positions you and maybe the founding team, first of all, to have the desire, and then I guess number two, the expertise to even want to create a platform like this?
That's a great question. It's interesting. We kind of viewed, if you think about our origin and the initial people in the company, my son, Carmen Bedini, who's the co-founder and president of the company. And we looked at the marketplace and we were very focused on really a broader market opportunity. And I would say after about a year and a half, we pivoted to be exclusively focused on the e-commerce space because what we found there was this unserved and unmet need to provide these merchants, which, you know, as you know, in the Shopify universe, we continuously get a new announcement about the new level of number of customers, Shopify customers that are out there.
Yeah.
So we know that the market size is great, but the product had to be extraordinary. And when we made that, we focused on it. What really happened, the truth of the matter is that we were very blessed and fortunate to have a handful of people that were from the industry. In other words, it was a combination of having the people in the house that could look at the market and look at what was in the market available to the merchants. I mean, there's a lot of converging factors if you really think about it. There's the explosion of just online purchasing. I mean, I think right now we're at like $2 trillion going to $4 trillion dollars of our GDP is going to happen online. We saw the need for the offering. We happen to have a handful of people that are from the area that were on the team that just the energy just started building behind what we saw as the opportunity. And I think also to some degree, I mean, myself and Carmen, we've built and been involved in building companies in the software and services industry before. And so it was, I think it was a combination of a general vision for what we wanted to get done, but also really just very fortunate to have a team come together that had the knowledge and the insights of this industry.
Right. Yeah. Vision and timing. I think that's key. And that's one thing I've noticed too with your particular platform is that you're solving some very unique problems. When I go and every time you're always doing platform updates like Shopify is, and you're always like, I'm sure we'll dig into it a little bit later about your roadmap, but it's so interesting that this is not one and done kind of situation. It's a nonstop iterative process of keeping leveling up these merchants because the landscape is getting more and more competitive. I mean, you're right. There's over 1 million customers just on Shopify platform alone. And you know, there's a handful, large handful are using the Glue.io solution and other competitors, but it's so interesting that because of the competition, you have to level up your skill sets. And the way to do that, the only way to do that in this day and age right now is to have a proper business intelligence tool like Glue to help you understand your data and then make decisions on that data. So I noticed that you're not listed, this may be intentional, but you're not listed in the Shopify App Store. Was that more of a choice?
That's an excellent question. We did make, and by the way, we are now in the Shopify App Store.
Okay, good.
As of 60 days ago, okay. We did make a conscious decision over the initial, our go-to-market strategy for the first 3 years after product launch was to prove out some things about the product and the platform overall, and also in our ability as an organization to understand our customer base and to interact and engage with them. One of the things about this business that, and I've been in business for 35 years, we never stop learning. We never stop learning and growing and figuring out. In fact, a lot of the things that we've learned, we probably, had we been more astute, we probably would have listened to more podcasts and read more books and talked to more people.
Yeah.
That's the truth of the matter. But
yeah,
the reality is that what's really fun is that when we go back and we, you know, whether it's the pivot that we made, whether it's decisions we made about the developments of the our product and our platform, we look back and we hear people talk about these same things and we're like, oh yeah, we did that. And we know, unfortunately, we did it after we spent a bunch of money and time maybe doing something wrong. But it, to your point, it all comes back to the fact, in fact, we kind of have a joke around the office that it's like, if you're a fan of Game of Thrones, we always say, no matter how hard you fight and continue in battles, you know, the White Walkers are coming. We're never done. As far as I'm concerned, we celebrated our 5-year anniversary and we are literally just getting started on what the opportunity is, but really what the market needs. There is just an incredible amount of further development and ways to satisfy what the need is out there for companies that are trying to grow their businesses in this space.
Mm-hmm. Here. I'm all in for that. That's one of the reasons why I launched this podcast and why I have e-commerce Fastlane. I think there is an education gap out there, but there's also a thirst for that knowledge also. So that's why I syndicate and curate and write some content, and then also have opportunity through partners now able to interview them and talk about their problems that they're solving for Shopify and have not a single source of truth for all things commerce, but certainly, certainly from the Shopify ecosystem, I'm certainly curating lots of really great content from partners and hopefully creating some great shows to help move the needle for brands. So Glue Now being one of them. I'm glad you're in the App Store now, so I didn't realize that as of this recording. This objection goes up a little bit on some brands that I talk to. They say, we're already in Google Analytics. There's also an analytics tab in the Shopify admin. What's your take on that kind of idea? It's like, well, what are you getting with GA and our analytics tab inside Shopify versus what's available inside Glue Now?
Fabulous question. It's at the center of our daily conversation.
Okay.
With our prospects and customers.
Okay.
Well, if you think of it going left to right in terms of what the total Glue subscription provides you, let's first think about all the integrations, of which right now we have over 70 integrations that are standard to the product and platform. And we're adding about 25 to 30 integrations every quarter. So you have this incredibly never-ending list of sources that our data is coming from. So first of all, you've already left behind the majority of any single point solutions that are only concerned with the data on their own platform, or maybe even a couple of others. But so first of all, you have to talk about where the universe of data and what's our ability to get it and transform it through an ETL process and then locate it specifically for this type of business. And there are obviously a widening definition of what that means as more and more companies realize they have to have an online strategy and they're getting into this space. But you have to get into that warehouse transformed and ready to provide those reports. The other thing is that's very different is, in one, if you think about it, a lot of companies think that because they purchased a BI tool that their job is done. And in actuality, that's the old fashioned way of thinking I'm going to address my business intelligence objectives, because really the work's just starting.
Right.
At that point, I have to understand what are all the insights and visualizations and reporting that I want to provide to all the different parts of the organization. I have to build those reports and hopefully maintain those reports at some real-time level. And those, in the old world, that represented a lot of time and millions of dollars of investment. To be quite honest, a lot of failed attempts to get the job done. You have to think of it this way. That's all pre-built. But additionally, and one last thing that makes it different is those single point solutions or those places where you have a tab and those kinds of things, you don't necessarily have at your fingertips the ability to rapidly deploy. So if you think about, I'll give an example of a company that's going to be, in fact, we just had, I'll leave it unnamed, but one of the largest Shopify Plus stores in the country,
right,
and maybe the world, just left after investing quite a bit of time and energy and money into some other platforms and tools. And they realized, yes, we're going to have to abandon that, but it's worth it to make the jump to Glue now, because we're not going to be able to sustain ourselves in that other environment. And so that rapid, the ability to deploy fast, so you can get that. So there's like, once the imports are over and you have your ability to look at that data like that afternoon, that's the type of deployment speed and agility that we're trying to bring to these companies.
Right. Do you think there's any challenges, like, I mean, let's say for a store owner that wants to implement? So I agree with you that having access to this data into almost a data warehouse, all these different data sources, and then having some either originally created reports and then some custom reporting options available based on who needs it and who needs to action on the data.
That's right.
But on the flip side, though, do you feel that there are challenges of having to implement Glue or any business intelligence solution?
Great question again. Okay. I mean, that really, these are all because so the difficulty of implementing or to developing and implementing custom type solutions, which are always like the last layer of the highest level of reporting and insights, is it varies across the spectrum on the size and complexity of the company. What you find, we find often is that the out-of-the-box glue.io does a great job for the companies that are, like, say, under 10 million. It gives them everything at their fingertips. There may be a few reports. Hey, I want a multi-store analysis, or I want a cohort or some type of analysis that gives me what I need. But on the other hand, we're going up to, we just in the last couple of months added the company I was mentioning earlier, a billion-dollar brand. And you're talking about having pages and pages of custom visualizations hitting the warehouse and locating them in our Glue Enterprise platform, which gives visibility to their company for all the reports. It really depends on where that company is in their life cycle. You know, their ability to build and consume what they need. Even the mid-sized companies, they don't necessarily have all the talent that they need or want. And we have something called Glue Advisory Services, which is designed to provide, we're not in the business for the business of being in that services space, but we want to enable our customers. So when we know that they need that type of help, we try to make it easy to get done and affordable so that we can help them build those visualizations. And the other thing is, we're familiar with the data. Not everybody has data experts walking around the halls of their business. And so we try to say that we bring that talent with the technology, and that really, again, hopefully jumpstarts them.
Yeah, I would agree with you on the maturity levels of certain brands. And that's one of the advantages of the Glue platform, is that once all your data points are ingested, and then you're literally by that afternoon, you're able to have some default reporting in there to at least open up the dialogue about what is available. But then as brands scale, which is kind of what leads me into my next question, because there is the main, and you alluded to a little bit, but there's a main Glue platform, I call it. And then it's got a great set of features, analysis, and actionable reporting, things like that. But you also have Glue Plus. So can we talk about maybe what value to a Shopify brand, let's say, that they would even want to upgrade to Glue Plus? Like, what are they getting extra?
Well, Glue Plus provides, so if you think about the e-commerce merchant with multi-store that wants to have the ability to have individual store level reporting, but then we want to aggregate that reporting across the entire, all the stores. And we can look at that across channels. We can look at across product. We can look at all those things, customers, products, orders. So if we're looking for the results, maybe we made some recent additional advertising spend in a certain area, and we're looking for our ROAS on a particular campaign or a particular amount of spending. Those things are all, of course, important at the store level, and they're also important at the enterprise level. And what Glue Plus lets you do is take those individual Shopify domains and then aggregate that data and produce some incredible reporting. The other thing it does is, for a lot of our agency customers, you're talking about companies that may have anywhere between 25 to 200, 300 different customers. And let's say that they have a very pretty healthy and growing Shopify ecosystem, right, that they're trying to serve. And they want to do it in a standard way, in one way. So we offer a very strong ability for them to, in a standard way, deliver it, like you referred to as the standard product. But also they have to address the individual needs. And Plus lets you have access, direct access to that warehouse to produce those custom visualizations. And then we tunnel those to the IO product so that, and what we mean by tunnel is we can locate and distribute those insights. And so it becomes a powerful platform for the agency. And then I would say lastly, the big brands, one of their largest brands, which is a company out of Europe, they've got a number of different consumer brands. And those are teams of people from around the world doing their own thing using IO. But we have to bring that all together on a regional and global basis. We can't report only at the store level. And that's what Plus really does.
prepping for the show, I know the Plus product as well. And it was interesting. I noticed two things about like advertising connections, like adding on like Amazon and Criteo, and looks like, you know, Pinterest and a few things are on their way. Maybe if you're using ListTrack or Ometra or SendGrid, Klaviyo's there, and the MailChimp's and Digital's and Bronto's are already natively connected. But I guess when you upgrade to the Glue Plus solution, Emma is another kind of marketing automation. Looking at a few others here, that's quite interesting. You know, what if you already have NetSuite running as your ERP or Bright Pearl? I guess another kind of operational type connection. And then it goes into loyalty. I see you have some native loyalty connection through Smile, but then what if you're using Loyalty Lion or you're using Yotpo for that sort of thing, for reviews and the social proof side of it? So it's so interesting. You have quite a few native, highly available, I call them the usual suspects for your tech stack. But I guess there's certain particular brands, depending on their maturity, there's certain things that you don't need to change what you already have. You may have to go to our Plus version if you're a NetSuite customer also for accounting and ERP. Fair enough. But for the most part, it's quite interesting kind of what you do. And I like the fact that you've differentiated the two to a certain degree. A lot of great connections, the most popular connections. It looks like it's going to be growing too, by the way. I can see coming soon in a few. I guess that's all part of your I don't know, you said 25 or so new integrations, a quarter are popping up. And I guess you're getting feedback from your own customers about what you would like to add on.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. We have an integrations roadmap that represents a combination of what we think is important going forward in terms of the market size and the market share. And then we are driven very heavily, even with as a prioritization, relative to what our customers want to do. So many of those integrations you talked about that were available in Plus, like say NetSuite, for example, those are available right now and they work beautifully to create those custom visualizations. But we do have a roadmap that continuously adds the integrations, and we want to continue to develop. If you think about it, the integrations are not only allowing us to serve a larger customer base with the data that they need, but it also is driving the development and evolution of Glue.io, because Glue.io has to reflect those insights in the standard product as much as we can over time. That's why our work is never done. We try to reflect that there and also make sure that Glue Plus has those visualizations, that their custom visualizations at their fingertips for those things that haven't made it yet to reflect in the IO product.
Another thing I noticed too is the subscription-based option. I know Recharge typically is, I guess, Shopify's kind of the largest partner when it comes to subscription-based options. I think the payments product through Shopify doesn't at this point have tokenization, so it doesn't do subscription-based options. So most of the large brands that are doing this sort of thing using Recharge, and I know you have a native connection there. I think that's a topic that comes up quite a bit with merchants. How do I avoid churn? Because they know that typically it's only the last kind of transaction is noted somewhere within GA in Google Analytics, and you're not able to see full lifetime value of a particular customer, known or not, and then trying to figure out, well, how do I avoid churn? How do I segment those customers? How do I proactively outreach knowing what lifetime value is or knowing when potential churn is going to happen, or at least hypothesize around that? So it's nice. Do you have any insights on that Recharge connection and any kind of like interesting reporting that could help a subscription-based company?
Yeah, the subscription reporting, very heavily driven from our customer base, telling us what, as you just stated, what needed to be at their fingertips to look at what drives, you know, what's most important from a metrics perspective and KPIs for their particular type of business. Near 100 new customers came onto the Glue platform once they knew that these subscription analytics and metrics were part of Glue standardly. Right. But you're exactly right. Their business has similar, but not the exact same. They have some other key drivers. And so, yeah, when that was added in, it made a big impact. Obviously, there's a lot to value creation for companies that can find a way to get on the wagon with the recurring revenue model.
Right.
And so we just see that as another driver for growth.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'll make sure in these show notes that there'll be links to more details on that Recharge connection and sort of reporting that's available. I know we have extended trial available for listeners today where you can actually dig into the platform itself and actually connect your channels and stuff. Yeah. Before we dig into that, I just would like to maybe get some feedback from you. This show, I'm sure you can appreciate, it does have a diverse range of listeners. And since you have access to so many entrepreneurs and you've been doing this for a really long time and are an entrepreneur yourself, it's like, could you give some advice today, maybe for early stage people listening today, really they want to grow their Shopify brand, what sort of things do you believe they should be working on?
The place where we see the most growth, if I look at it from the things that I see, is best in class, and especially in the emerging people that are maybe in the first 2 to 3 years of the business, is really being on top of the advertising. I know that goes without saying, but it's so important that every dollar matters at that stage. It's difficult to see around the corner, to see where your business can go when you're in that those early stages. I'm just thinking, you know, what's fun is if you go to YouTube and you look at some interviews of some top leaders, like, for example, say if you went to see what was Shopify was saying, and they say, and two things was 2013, there's a YouTube out there when they were at 60,000 customers. Mm-hmm. So I just saw YouTube a couple of weeks ago, 60,000 customers, and just recently announced 1 million customers. And I remember seeing a YouTube a while back when in the late 90s when someone was interviewing Jeff Bezos from Amazon, and the notion of buying something online, just the idea of buying something online was was something that they thought was a new idea. And obviously we know the rest of that story. So I think one of the things I would do to encourage, just to keep it at a higher level, is running the business, growing the business, making the right pivot, having the insights, not just because of glue, just staying completely immersed in every nuance of the business. You never know where that business can go. That business mm-hmm. can grow. And why I love who we work with. And I one of the things we say here at our company is that we want to honor the entrepreneur merchant. We think that the people that are what was a smaller part of our overall economy, which is now becoming a major force in our overall consumption in this country and around the world, and that we think that those are some of the most resourceful, hardworking, resourceful, and talented people. We love our customer base, is what I'm saying. So I would say, I would press on, and what you see today is not necessarily where you're going to be in 2, 5, or 10 years. There's so much opportunity in this space, and I would just stick with it and continue to fine tune it and pivot when you have to.
I'd also think too, it's like, it's the old saying, you know, what you don't measure, you can't affect. And I think that's another little thing that I delicately nudge some early stage people to, and saying, listen, you have to be accountable for your numbers. First of all, what are they? And at least from a basic KPI perspective, you know, you have to love your numbers. It's great to have a business concept. It's great to have market fit. It's great to be unique, and maybe even a social component to it, environmental component, whatever is differentiating your direct-to-consumer brand. But I think understanding, or at least have a cursory knowledge and understand that the numbers are important, and not getting overwhelmed. I know there's this paralysis analysis kind of thing that can happen to some people, but it's slowly looking at some of the important KPIs and then working your way towards improving them. If it's an average order, or if it's trying to get the second or third order of the customer, or average order size, or the frequency part of it, I think that just adds on exactly what you're saying.
A superb point. I mean, I go back to just a few years ago when we had some success with one of our emerging customers that just was using, just like you said, just using average order value and zero purchase and repeat purchase type analysis, and some really good work on ROAS, looking at their return on their ad spend. And I remember in that regard, it all came together into a couple campaigns that like doubled their monthly revenue. And we said, like, that works. You know, that's the game right there. And so what you said is exactly right on. And the other thing too, I think when you make it a point to understand what those key drivers are, it also helps when you're learning from other companies, because these people don't arrive at these KPIs accidentally. These are best in class type performance indicators. And so if you can continue to morph the company to hit these metrics over time, you realize you not only create a company that's viable and healthy and growing, but you also create value. Which at the end of the day, it'd be nice to think that the business is not only generating revenue and income, but it's also creating lasting value as a company.
Yeah, one of the first things I do when I get access to a new account that I'm managing, just trying to help out in general, is I do a technical kind of SEO audit, a website audit, just for the low-hanging fruit, you know, 404 errors and metadata and some basic things. Right. And it's so interesting to see who their competitors are in search, in organic search, and then the keywords that are missing. And it just opens up my mind. It's like, you know what? there's success out there. There's competitors that are fighting for the same quote unquote keywords that are also your keywords, or ones that you're missing, you haven't even thought of yet. So you're right. There's enough intelligence out there to figure out where you fit. If you're early stage and there's some major players, there's ways of slowly working your way up. There's ways of using Glue or other tools to be able to figure out what pivots you need to make and what things you can focus on, these industry standard kind of KPIs. There's people that are significantly more mature. One of the great benefits of Glue is that we know what the billion-dollar company is looking for from a KPI and a connections. We get with you. You're not at that level yet, but man, you get access to of that intelligence. It's at your fingertip. You don't have to think about it and build these reports. And that's the challenge, I think, of other BI tools. They'll be nameless on this podcast, and we easily search for them. But that's one of the negative things of some other BI tools is that as powerful as they are, they're also very complex. There's this human capital kind of, and I always use a joke about, you know, the tool is only, or a tool is like a hammer. It's only as good as the person wielding it. And the thing was with Glue, there's already a ridiculous amount of reporting and connections already built in there. So depending if you're early stage, what we're talking about now, it's there, it activate. And then you say, yeah, those are great reports. I can action those and help improve my business. But then there's more to learn, right?
Yeah. Steve, what you just said, I could not say it better. I always think about, because I want to say at the end of the day, let's really serve these people. How can we help them? And I think to myself, if they have this ability and we could keep it affordable and all, you know, and performing, it is, and we're adding things, we're, you know, our alerts and our automations are going to help people get notified and help them actually affect their business. But and we'll still continuously get better at that, hopefully. But what you said is so spot on. Because if you said, what's the real thing? Where's the real value creation that Glue was striving to achieve? It's like, how do you take world-class KPIs and metrics and insights that only the most wealthiest and big and complex organizations can have the people and the capital to deploy to get that at their fingertips and keep it real time? And it's like, let's bring that down to the merchant that just all the way down to the SMB merchant that maybe started their store a couple, few years ago, even. They're at $1.2 million. But you know what? If they get to 4 or 5 and then 5 to 10, it's transformational to their themselves, their family, their employees, and their customers. And we love being a part of that. Just the way you said that.
Awesome. So what does the future hold for Glue? I mean, you've kind of teased a bit about some of these alerts and different things that are coming up. Is there any way you could, I'm not asking for the secret sauce, so to speak, but is there any things that you can publicly share about maybe what the 2020 roadmap may look like partner alignment, any innovation, things that are happening?
What we really envision for the continuously striving, and I know it sounds probably trite, but we will never be done and our mission to be the best e-commerce analytics product and business intelligence platform on the planet. We say that in all of our stand-ups and all of our meetings, that's what we want to be. And so we're never done on that roadmap. Where we really think the ultimate place in the positioning is to really be a platform and a product for performance management at the highest level. And what we mean by that is where we take on as continuously as much the responsibility and the ability to provide the decision maker what they need in the most effective way. So I'll give you an example. If you take two things that we will be releasing in 2020, which is in the first quarter, we'll be releasing mobility. So we'll have a mobile application for Glue. And we'll also have our first, we do it in other ways, but our first real alerts, Glue alerts release. So think about the person that is on the go constantly, which is all of us. Yeah. Especially in the SMB space, but we're all doing it. We're all traveling and we're all trying to run this business as best we can. And we have the ability to set thresholds on all those KPIs that we're talking about, or at least the most important ones initially. And we have the ability to set those thresholds. And when we reach those thresholds, we have the ability to do one or two things or both at the same time. We can notify and make sure people are aware that we've hit these thresholds. We do that today in a lot of ways with our daily snapshot, but let's just say it's at a higher level of personalization. And the other thing is that we have the ability to automate so that we can say we can set parameters about what we want to have happen in the event that we reach this particular threshold. If I have that happening on the Glue platform and I get a continuously wider array of integrations and transformation and warehouse and analytics that are now available and driving that type of process, and I include that on mobility in a mobile app, what that means is I could be home in the evening, I could be walking down the street, I could be attending a conference, I could actually still be in the office, right? But I will be in a position where I always have at my fingertips an awareness where what I'm deemed to be those critical driving forces and the success and performance of my company. That's what we continually want to strive to do. We want to be a performance management platform and have the ability to do that uniquely because nobody else brings it in from all the disparate sources, create that all that knowledge and all those insights, and then drive the decision making real time and all the time for our customers.
Yeah, I like the idea of the mobile app because I think that, you know, like text marketing, even Facebook Messenger type marketing because the attention that comes out of it instead of being lost in email and or not going and getting. And I think these kind of push notifications coming in an app as it relates to maybe Glue alerts on KPIs and certain things that are important to be dealt with on the spot. It's nice that a mobile app is going to be, it's important to talk about this now because this is the platform has found something that's important. It could be a success alert also. Hey, good job, guys. We're, you know, trending above what we're supposed to be, or there's a challenge over here. That's interesting to me that you're getting that sort of push versus having to log into the platform and then missing a week and not logging in to see where we're at, waiting for your block of time that you're going to allocate towards analysis through the Glue platform. Now through alerts on a mobile app, yikes, that's a game changer.
I mean, you're hitting, for me, I don't necessarily go around saying this explicitly every day in the office, but for me, when I think about how that manifests, there's only so many people in a company when it comes to BI and analytics that you want, in my opinion, to use the product. I don't want them to use it. I want them to experience it.
Right.
I want them to go do what you do and then know that that engine is behind there helping. And then you experience it when the time is right. Like you just said, that I have, whether it's success or some issue, where I have that coming to me, it's pushed to me. And then all of that criteria on the, you know, that makes the basis for that push and what I do from there, it's all predetermined. So now I know what do I want to do to manage and best practices to manage the performance of my store.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this obviously came out of a feedback loop with your own customers. And that's something you talk about, this iterative process and reaching out to your customers. It's like you think you know where you want to take the product, but it sounds like your customers are really helping dictate that.
Absolutely. In fact, we don't really have, we're going to get more formalized about it in the future as a company, but that's why I love your show, because it's all about just be transparent and honest about the truth of the matter. We really never had some one person that was our chief product officer or someone in charge of it in the first 5 years of the company. We have all been chief product officers. We have all sat at the table. And the biggest voice, the true story is the biggest voice is our customer base. Of course, we have to be focused on having a standard product that can be successfully deployed for everyone. But we do make our customers the driving force behind where we think the best ideas come from.
So, Michael, we are nearing the end of the show for today, and it's been I've got a copious amount of notes here that I've written down. It's been very educational for me. I'm sure the listeners are also getting a huge amount of value out of the show. I understand there's incredible benefits that Glue is definitely offering for Shopify brands. You've just closed a deal recently with a $1 billion brand on Shopify, all the way down to $1 million. Do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you'd like to share or summarize with some of our listeners today?
We are a company that has a standard offering. And so everybody that could possibly be listening to this podcast in that Shopify ecosystem is someone potentially, hopefully, we can help and serve. We fancy ourselves and we're never done trying to continuously be the best as a service provider, you know, selling a software as a service. So complementing that with being responsive to what they may want, that maybe that last 10% that specifically, you know, would help them with their business. I would say the other thing is we have a trial, so you can go out there and trial it. And honestly, we're of the mind that maybe you're not ready for it right away, but I would do the trial, get some good ideas. It's the beginning and the starting to think about those things that you can look at as a way to, you know, see what are those key indicators to help me improve my business.
So how can people learn more about the Glue platform? Where can they go?
We have a promotion. This code is first month free, and that's with the numeral number one, ST, first month free. All one word as a promo code.
Yeah. So what we'll do is I'll make a pretty link. So ecommercefastlane.com/glue. That will redirect to this really slick little landing page that your team put together. You can go to glue.io directly too, just to go to their website. I've really noticed, and I subscribe to your newsletter, but it's interesting, your learning center, your blogs, your webinar series and videos and tips and documentation. Like, there's a significant content engine. I'm sure that a lot of the people that are going there are just educating themselves on all things analytics and BI. And slowly, these touch points are likely converting these customers into Glue customers, which is great. So you're getting that thought leadership. You're on a podcast like this. I think that's great. So for those that are listening today, glue.io, go there, sign up for their newsletter, go into their learning center. There's tons of things to do there. That 30-day free trial that's available right now, it's amazing because it's going to give you the opportunity now and almost the necessary time to prove the ROI, to see the reporting, get the value out of the platform, and you can see why so many Shopify brands are using this platform. So once again, Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show today and obviously sharing your obvious passion for wanting to help Shopify brands grow and scale.
Steve, thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, take care. This episode is supported by Caro, an incredible Shopify app that discovers all the influencers, press, and media that already love your brand. They can be customers, email subscribers, or fans, and Caro will reveal the social footprint and influence of those that have already shown you some love. And from there, Caro makes it easy to work with influencers, communicate, and distribute products to them so you can pick the right influencers and create meaningful partnerships. To get started, you can visit getcaro.com or search for Caro in the Shopify App Store, that's C-A-R-R-O, and discover which influencers already love your brand. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.